At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Armstrong in the Loop podcast. I'm your host, Seth Prentice. And today, I'm excited to have with us Shannon Clancy and Cody Slater from the 2022-2023 Leadership Butler County class. Shannon and Cody, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us today.
Hey, it's awesome. I'm always glad to speak with the upcoming class for Butler County Leadership, being an alum myself. And I know this year's class has a very interesting project. I want the two of you to be here to share what that project is. You have a lot of fundraising opportunities that are coming up. So I don't want to steal the spotlight from the two of you. So why don't we go right into it? And for those listening who might not be aware, what is Leadership Butler County?
Leadership Butler County is a year-long class of business leaders, future business leaders from around Butler County that gives us an opportunity, A, to learn about our county, its history, learn what the county offers. And each class is tasked with a project to leave the county better than when we arrived. And I am very confident that our class has chosen a proper project to do that.
Now, your class is a rather bigger size class. Most in the past have been about 20 to 24 students. I should say business professionals. How big is your class this year?
We have 28 individuals.
Okay. Now, in last year's class prior to yours, I think, was in the 30s. So do you think 28 seems to be the perfect size for a class?
You know, I don't know if there's a perfect size for a class. Just depends on how well everybody works together and, you know, focusing on the mission.
There you go. Hey, that's fair. So for today, what project are you focusing on and how much money are we looking to raise to fund the project?
Our primary project is to build a shelter at Moraine State Park, Pavilion Number 7. It's on the North Shore, located at the McDaniels Launch Area. We're going to turn, if you're familiar with Number 7, it's your basic kind of outdoor pavilion. We're looking to turn that into a year-round educational center.
Oh, wow.
We are tasked with raising $26,000 to get that ready for business.
That's a lot of money. Now, I'm sure that did someone in your class come up with this idea, or was this presented to all of you to think about and decide upon that this needs to be your legacy project?
We were approached by numerous businesses, numerous opportunities, organizations with what they needed to be done. As a class, we decided we were going to do the most we can possibly do. And we took on Moraine as our primary project. We also have decided to take on two secondary projects as well.
Oh, what are those?
Yeah, this is the first time in history that the Leadership Butler County has tackled more than one project. So our secondary project is actually to raise funds for Robin's Home, which is a female veteran-run home here in Butler. And it works with veterans in transition for a multitude of reasons, and they also have their kids there. So what we are going to do is redo and build an expansion to the garage and put computers in to kind of help the women and the kids transition to employment opportunities as well as educational opportunities. And then the third one that we're doing is raising different donations for IH2, Hearts and Hands, who really focus on different aspects of the community needs, whether it be backpacks for school, food, cereal, supplies, socks, just a variety of different things.
And if no one has met Mindy from Inspired Hearts and Hands, she's one of the most loving and caring people I've ever met. So I applaud all of you in your class just because the two of you are here. Kudos to the two of you, as I think you've selected a fantastic primary project and two extension projects that are going to organizations that definitely deserve it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our class voted on it, and we're all very passionate. about now, our projects for sure.
I'm guessing the Moraine project is going to take more of the heavy lift, whereas the other two might not be as project intensive building wise, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when do you guys plan on going out to Moraine to start working on shelter number 7?
We should, the plan, as you know, the best laid plans of mice and men change. Deconstruction should be this spring. We are hoping construction to start in the summer and for everything to be completed by the fall.
All right. That's perfect. All right. So we have our projects. We have a fantastic class. Up next is, how can the public help your mission with these, you know, projects, making sure that you raise enough funds? What can we do?
Well, our,
we actually have a lot. Go ahead, Cody.
Our flagship event is the Murder Mystery Dinner, which is April 1st at the Atrium in Prospect. Tickets can be found on the Chamber website. We welcome anyone and everyone to attend that evening, which is certainly to be a joy. We have a bingo night, which will be May 11th at the Beer Garden Sports Bar and Grill up in the North Washington Petrolia area. And then we have numerous events throughout the spring and summer that we'll be attending.
Can you shed some light on what some of those events will be?
Yes, we'll be at the Foodie Fridays, the Saxonburg Miggle on Main. Of course, we'll be there at the Jeep Fest. Cranberry Community Days, the Horse Trading Days in Zillionople, the Regatta at Lake Arthur. And we will also be at the Oktoberfest in Saxonburg.
Perfect. Now, with these, what are you guys actually going to be doing at the event themselves? Are you selling tickets?
Yes, we will have a raffle ticket. And that raffle ticket gives you the opportunity to win a 50-inch television, a weekend stay at Seven Springs, and two tickets to a Penguins game of your choice, as well as a grill package.
When does this raffle
ticket?
The
value is $4,000.
Holy smokes.
One winner wins all that. So definitely, you know, get in touch with us or come to the events and check us out.
When will you guys be drawing the ticket?
The ticket will be drawn July 14th.
Okay. So the Penguin tickets for the 23-24 season, and everything else is almost kind of a bonus toss in there for a Penguin fan. And the opposite way would be, you know, someone looking for an awesome TV or a grill. Here you go.
Absolutely. And for
tickets
the
tickets are only
$10.
Yeah.
Hey, $10 and have a chance to win. You guys can't make this any easier, right?
We try.
That's it. All right. So now that we know our projects, our fundraising options, how can folks stay in the loop on what you guys are doing?
You can follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn.
And then also on, we have a Leadership Butler County page, and then under the Chamber of Commerce as well.
Perfect. So now that we're all through Leadership Butler County and your class is probably down to its last 4 or 5 sessions, so you still have a little bit of time to go, I have to ask, what's been your favorite day out in Butler County been?
That's a tough question. We recently had Government Day, which a lot of people liked. So we got to meet with the commissioners. We toured Butler County Prison. And I think that was pretty interesting for a lot of folks, especially, you know, we toured the whole thing, ins and outs, and learned a lot about the reentry program they offer as well.
How about for you, Cody?
I'm a history buff nerd, depending on who I'm having the conversation with. The very, very first day, you know, Mayor Dan Doy joined us and he gave us a rather in-depth history of Butler County and, you know, Butler County's connections to, you know, modern day, just past connections that I didn't realize we had in Butler County. He also, you know, dived into all the things that are around Butler that really opened my eyes. And that's, you know, I've taken that kind of bubbly outlook on Butler County through all these sessions, and it's been incredible.
And one of the things I noticed, I'm not from Butler County originally, was that there's so much here that I think people, if you don't go through the class, you may never realize you're even in this county to begin with.
That's absolutely true. I mean, I'm born and raised in Butler County, and I'm learning stuff, multiple things each session, that, you know, it's the expansion of knowledge and just opportunities within Butler County is huge, and it just continues to grow.
And I think one of the exciting parts is each year they try to change up the curriculum a bit so that you're going to some different places maybe the previous class didn't go to, and just continue to adapt it to make sure that you're hitting multiple parts of the county that maybe weren't a possibility, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. And I know, have you guys gotten to do Southern Butler County Day yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet, no.
Okay, well, it's everyone's favorite opportunity is going to sit up in the control room to see all the traffic lights throughout Cranberry Township. It is legit the war room, and it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Wow. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, any last words from the two of you as we're excited for your class projects this year? The murder mystery dinner's coming up, but there might have been something we've missed along the way.
Actually, we forgot to mention that there will be a Butler County Community Night at PNC Park this year.
No way.
Well, I guess day. Yeah. It's a day game. But May 21st, it's Kids Day. It will be Butler County Community Day there. We will have a link that we'll share on all of the social medias to purchase your tickets through there. And a portion of them will go to assist us in completing our projects.
How in the world did you guys pull this off?
I made the reference earlier. That was all Shayna. That was her doing.
I just reached out, and you know, the conversation kept rolling from there. And we've been partnering with our marketing team at PNC Park, and they've graciously, you know, allowed us to have a Butler County Community Night. And the awesome part is that this will be for years to come. So this will be the first of its kind, and it will continue each year. So we're super excited about it, especially some of the proceeds go to our projects. And then there's also a $10 voucher that everybody gets back for food, drinks, whatever they want. And the tickets are only $35.
That's a heck of a deal.
It's not bad.
Well, then I can say that my Icy Light will definitely be in attendance that day, as come out to help support not only Leadership Butler County, but Butler County itself and our good old Bucko baseball team. Well, I want to thank the two of you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure of mine. I wish the two of you and the rest of your classmates the best of luck. I know you guys are going to sell out your murder mystery dinner. So people, please put down your device, hurry up, go on and get tickets, because it is a night you don't want to miss. There's always some great raffle baskets. If you have a basket that you would like to donate, please reach out to the Leadership Butler County class, as it is a great project and two other projects to go along with it. So kudos to all of you, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
Thank you very much for having us.
Please check out Leadership Butler County on Facebook at facebook.com/Leadership Butler County. For Armstrong in the Loop podcast, I'm Seth Prentice, keeping you in the loop.
Are you enjoying Armstrong in the Loop podcast? Great news. All past and current episodes are available on popular streaming apps and websites. Search Armstrong in the Loop podcast and subscribe today.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.